They don't want to acknowledge the role played by accident in their lives. There's a reason for this. The world doesn't want to acknowledge it either. I actually wrote a book about this called Moneyball. It was ostensibly about baseball, but it was in fact about something else. There are poor teams and rich teams in professional baseball, and they spend radically different sums of money on their players. When I wrote my book, the richest team, the New York Yankees, was then spending about $120 million on its 25 players. The poorest team was the Oakland A's, and they were spending about $30 million. And yet the Oakland team was winning more games, or as many games, as the New York Yankees, and more games than every other team, all of whom were richer than they were. This isn't supposed to happen. In theory, the rich team should buy the best players and win all the time. But the Oakland team had figured something out that no one else had figured out. The rich teams didn't really understand who the best baseball players were. The players were misvalued. And the biggest single reason they were misvalued was that the experts did not pay sufficient attention to the role of luck in baseball success. Players got given credit for things they did that depended on the performance of others. Pitchers got paid for winning games. Hitters got paid for knocking in runners on base. Players got blamed and credited for events totally beyond their control, where balls that got hit happened to land in the field, for example. So forget baseball. Forget this is even sports. Here you have these corporate employees being paid millions of dollars a year. They're doing exactly the same job that people in their business have done for more than a century.